¿Qué fue de...?
Happy birthday, Roger. You'll be 60 next Sunday. And we wanted to celebrate it with this interview. How are you?
Okay, good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Where are you now, by the way? Are you in your house in California?
I'm in, actually not in my house, but I'm in California, yes. Very beautiful here.
I wanted to ask you, Roger, with this anniversary, what have you learned from experience? What's the most important thing in your life nowadays? Is it music?
You know, my spiritual life is really has always been the most important thing. I mean, my relationship with my heart, with God, trying to stay connected to my heart and giving to life from my heart. It's really, for me, it's how much I am able to give to life is more important than what I can receive from life. So maybe that is a good way to put it.
And after so long, so many experiences all over the world, am I assuming too much if I think that you probably are not easily impressed, or are you? Which things do surprise you still today, Roger? What would you learn with your trips all over the world?
I think that I see everywhere I go, I see that life is not easy right now for anyone. And yet I also really see the goodness in people. When I see audiences every night, I mean, I just see a lot of very, very good people that many of them are having a difficult time in their lives, and I'm very, very happy to have something that I can offer to help them. Maybe for at least for a couple of hours, they can leave their troubles behind, and I can make them happy for 2 hours with some songs. And that is a wonderful thing that I can share with people.
Definitely. It's not still a year since you came the last time here to Spain. You came in September to Valladolid with the Symphonic Orchestra. And you're back this summer to Madrid and Barcelona with the M80 Radio. What a great support of your Spanish fans, don't you think? What does Spain offer you?
I just love Spain. I feel very... I always get excited when I'm coming to Spain because the Spanish people have always been a great support for me, and very passionate, very big heart, and that for me is my people. The Spanish people are my people. I just love coming to Spain to play, and I have many, many friends and fans in Spain that are always very, very excited when I'm
curious to know, where do you go when you come to Madrid? What do you do, since that happens very often? Do you have time to walk around here? You've said that you have friends, relationship, I've read also with your fans. I mean, I think it's not just another city to tour.
No, it isn't. I mean, Madrid and Barcelona, I like them, very, very different cities, but I really enjoy both of them. If I get a chance, whenever I can, I get out and walk around the parks, or if I have some time to visit some friends there, I will do that. But I always like to try and feel the spirit of the city when I go there. And Madrid, obviously, there's many beautiful places to visit and things to see. And Barcelona, I just love the spirit of Barcelona. And so it's I always hope that I have some days off that I can go and do something else than just doing a concert. Yeah. And that doesn't happen, but whenever it does, makes me very happy.
What is the hardest thing of being a musician traveling so much?
Well, obviously, constantly being traveling and packing up suitcases and unpacking suitcases, you know, it does get hard, but really, the concerts make up for it. I mean, I'm doing something I love to do, and I even love the traveling part. For me, I love people. I love playing my songs for people, and I love traveling. So it's something that I do very easily, and even though I don't get much sleep a lot of times, what I do get makes up for that.
And I guess to be away from your family for long periods of time. What has your son Andrew doing lately, by the way? Because he's got his own music.
He does. He's writing away. He's still writing a lot of songs, and he does performances on his own, and sometimes with his band. But yes, he's back in California. He would love to be out with me as well. Sometimes maybe he will, but right now he's got his own music and his own career and his own life and a girlfriend, and I'm very happy when I do see him when I come back home to California. But he's also very, very happy for me that I'm out playing concerts around the world.
And I'm sure that you're tired of the question I'm going to make you, but you don't know how many emails, Roger, we have received, also messages in Facebook, in the social network, from listeners that love Supertramp because we play all your classics, and still today wonder why did you leave the band. Do you think that if I tell them that you left the band for your family, I am right?
Yes, that was the main reason. Back then, because I had been with the band for 14 years, and it had been my whole life. It had consumed me. I mean, Supertramp was my baby. I put my heart and soul into it for 14 years, and suddenly I had a family and two small children, and I realized that I could not do both well, and that I realized my heart was telling me that for the next phase of my life, I had to stop to learn how to be a father and a parent. And be around my children as they grew up, otherwise I would not see them, and maybe my family would not even survive, because the demands for touring and being in a band were very, very strong. So I made a very, very difficult choice, and I devoted the next phase of my life, the next 15, 20 years, to being to making a home and a good environment for my children to grow up in.
But is there something that happened between Rick and you, or what's that something that we don't know, as the press has constantly been speculating? What were those differences that we've always heard about? I don't know, probably, if you haven't said, you're not going to tell me, but I wanted to ask you the question.
Yeah, you can ask me. I know this is a lot of speculation, and a lot of people say the main problem was between Rick and myself, but really that was not the truth. I mean, Rick and I, we are very, very different as people, but there was always a lot of respect and actually a deep love between the two of us. If anything, it was with the people around the band that made it more difficult for the band to keep going. But at the time I left the band, the band had some problems. It was not as easy to create great albums as it was in the past, when life was simpler. Life had become very complicated for all of us, not just Rick and I. And so that was an additional reason. But again, the first reason that I chose to do it was because of my family.
Yeah, and how's your current relationship with him? Because I've read that you've been in touch because of your moms that are both gone. So I don't know if you've spoken with him lately.
Yes, we've spoken in the last couple of years, and things are okay between us. He's very happy I'm out playing. Doing concerts, and I don't know whether he will do the same. I've heard he may be doing a tour as well this year. I don't know if that's true or not, but we have been talking. Yes.
Would you sing for Supertramp again, Roger?
For many years I was thinking, because there are so many fans around the world that really would like to see it. I explored that idea. I talked about it with Rick, but there were some things that prevented it from happening. And right now, I have a full year's touring ahead of me, and I really like the way my life is going and what I'm able to give to the fans and the audiences by myself, and so I don't see any Supertramp really has become a vehicle for Rick's music, and he's taken it in a direction that's way more jazzy and bluesy. And for people who want to hear, you know, the part of Supertramp that I was, the Dreamer and the Logical Song and Breakfast in America, and give a little bit those type of songs, then they should come to see my show.
Close this chapter, I wanted to ask you, what is the best and the worst memory from Supertramp days?
What a difficult question. The best memory, I think maybe for an artist, I know it was true for me, maybe the first time that a record went into the charts. So for me, it was when Crime of the Century went to number one in England. That was, because I am English, that was a huge thrill for me. I remember I went to Morocco for Christmas one year, just after we had recorded the album. When I came back from Morocco and landed it in London, I saw on the newsstand the Melody Maker, which was a newspaper, and it said Crime of the Century, number one. And that was the first idea that I had that the album had been successful. Mm-hmm. So that was quite a moment.
And the worst?
The worst moment. It's very, very difficult to remember worst moments.
I was just thinking about this tour that you made in 1983 and all these problems. I've read about Dave Magerson, but I didn't want to ask you about him because I've read what he said, and I think that's very unfair. But I read that you said that you didn't see a lot of money because some kind of mismanagement with this tour. So I don't know if probably this caused a lot of trouble and bad memories also.
Well, it's not a bad memory. I mean, there are always things that that you're not happy with at the time. Obviously, it was the biggest tour that we ever did, but the least amount of money we ever made. So that did not make us very happy at the time. But I think the 1983 tour was difficult because it was the first time that I actually said anything on stage, that I actually spoke to the audience. And the first thing that I was telling people and telling audiences was that I was leaving the band. And that was a very, very difficult and very emotional thing to be doing every night.
And have you changed a lot? From then, I guess so, because now you talk a lot in your concerts, you show your wonderful sense of humor, and I think, well, I was very little in the 80s, but I think you didn't do that.
No, I didn't. I have changed a lot. I think maybe my time away from music and away from Supertramp has been very, very good for me, because now I'm very, very comfortable on stage, and I enjoy talking to the audience, and I enjoy having fun. And back when I was with Supertramp, I was very shy, and it was very, very difficult for me to talk on the microphone. It was easy to sing, but not talk. So I think as I've got older and wiser and more content in my being, I think that now people can feel that when they come see me in concert.
How is going to be your next visit to Spain? Are you going to come with a small band, or are we going to find like a great production?
The Spanish shows will be with the solo format with Aaron, my trusty Canadian. But the show has evolved a lot, and I think people will be amazed at what we now do during the show. I am doing some shows in Europe this summer with the band, one in Portugal and one in different countries, but I believe the Spanish shows will be the solo format.
I was thinking about your voice, Roger, your peculiar and irresistible voice. It hasn't changed at all in all these years. How do you take care of it?
I wish I knew the secret. I mean, I do stay healthy. I don't smoke. I don't drink. So I think that, and I'm healthy in my heart. I think that's the biggest thing, because I know when I'm stressed and when I'm not happy, then it's very difficult for me to sing. So for me, staying in a good state of mind and staying connected in my heart is really very important for me to be able to sing well. And I think that is, for me, is the biggest key to my voice sounding so good. And it does. I'm singing much better now than I did with Supertramp. And I think that is because I'm feeling more complete as a man than I was back then.
And how do you see yourself in the future? Would you like to sing for another decade or 3 or 4? Or would you prefer, I don't know, retire and enjoy of relax in the countryside that you love so much?
No, I don't see myself ever retiring. I hope I'll be traveling and playing concerts for many, many years, because I love to do that. I love to give to people in that way and share my music. And after that, if I stop touring, then I fully expect to keep going, maybe writing and recording. But I don't really believe in retirement. I don't. My life, my year is a balance of taking time for myself to infill and recharge, and then going out and traveling and giving of myself to the world. So that is what I like to do, and that is what I hope to be doing for many, many years.
Talking about retirement, I don't know if you've heard about the great controversy here in Spain about the age, because the government wanted to make it up to 67 years. Now it's 65. And I wanted to ask you if you know that our president, Zapatero, I guess you know, he said that Supertramp is one of his favorite bands, and there was a lot of jokes from the press with all the crisis and they related it with his love for your music. That was, I mean, it was funny. Did you know?
I did hear about that. I'm very, very happy that he's a fan of Supertramp, a fan of my songs. That makes me very happy. I had heard that, yes. And I don't know. I hope that helps him to make the right decisions and be popular. I don't know.
And you mentioned about new material. Are you working on new material? When are we going to have more songs by Roger Hodgson in a new record? We read that you were going to release something this year, 2010.
Yes. Well, I'm always writing new songs. I have many, many songs waiting to be recorded. But I think for now, I introduce a song or two in each concert. That's the way I'm introducing my songs, my new songs. The next recording project for me probably is going to be a live CD. Many people have asked, they want the show on CD. So I think that is going to be next. And then to record a CD of new songs will be hopefully after that.
What records do you buy, Roger? What do you listen to at your spare time?
I have a very eclectic collection of music that I have collected mainly from word of mouth. You know, from my friends, my son. They've turned me on to some songs or some music I like. My iPod is full of a variety of music. Some classical, some new age, some good rock, some classic rock. I don't really want to name any one artist, but it's a very eclectic variety of music that I listen to.
Do you prefer vinyl or MP3?
I miss the quality of vinyl, but you can't, you know, unfortunately we're living in an MP3 age. So you know, I'm okay with that, but it's a shame because you know, when we recorded our albums, we spent 8 months to get a sonic quality that is really excellent. And unfortunately, you do lose a lot of that when the music is transferred into MP3s.
What do you think about Pink Floyd's issue that EMI won't be able to fragment their conceptual records?
Well, I can understand that. I mean, I know some records are complete pieces of work. Like Dark Side of the Moon is very conceptual, and in many ways it is one whole piece of music. I mean, some of even Supertramp's albums.
Yeah.
We put together in the same way. So I respect that as an artist. If I was a painter, I would not want to sell just a part of the painting. I would want people to experience the whole thing. And some music is like that too.
Can you choose a record for us and tell us why you like it?
Well, one of my people often ask me if there's a song that I wish I had written. And there are not that many, but one song that really does touch me very deeply every time I hear it is John Lennon's Across the Universe. John Lennon is probably one of the composers and artists who I have the most respect for. He put his heart and soul in his music, and that is, for me, what being an artist is about. And Across the Universe is one of my favorite songs that he ever written.
And what is the song that you feel more proud of all the ones you've written, and why?
Of all the songs I've written, I really love all of them. It's interesting. I have a love affair with all of them still. A logical song, though, is probably the song that is the most successful for me lyrically and musically. It's as a complete song with a lyric that is very unique and very complete and speaks what my heart wanted to say at the time. Made it the closest to complete success than I ever have as a songwriter.
Thank you very much, Roger, for your time, and happy birthday again. I hope you enjoy on Sunday with your family, with your friends, and see you next summer.
Thank you, Mark.
A pleasure.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice day.